Good morning, everyone. Today is the 18th of April, 2024, Thursday morning. There are three different chapters in the book of Revelation that talk about Babylon falling. The 14th chapter in the 8th verse says, "There followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she's made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication." In the 18th chapter of Revelation, the 2nd verse, "And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." And then, of course, we see there are some passages also in the Old Testament that speak of the fall of Babylon. Isaiah 21:9, "Behold, here cometh the chariot of men with a couple of horsemen." And he answered and said, "Babylon is fallen, and all the graven images of her gods he hath broken into the ground." And in Jeremiah 51:8, "Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain, is so she may be healed." Well, I think that this last chapter in the book of James, James 5, is also alluding to Babylon. First verse says, "Go to ye rich men and weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rest of them shall be a witness against you, and you shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have hoped, heaped treasure together for the last days. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and have been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just. Well, Babylon is going to fall one of these days, and they're going to heap dust on their heads. And so there's a lot of people out there that think they're beyond judgment. They think they have all this world's goods. And they have heaped up themselves treasures, for moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. One of these days, that great, you hear that voice saying, "Babylon the great is fallen and is fallen, has become a habitation of devils and hold of every foul spirit and cage of every unclean and hateful bird." So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this entire chapter, the 5th chapter of James, the last chapter in James. And I hope you all have a blessed day and prepare for the fall of Babylon.
James chapter 5, "Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rest of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered to the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, hath long patience for it, until he receiveth the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken the name of the Lord, for example, suffering affliction of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay nay, lest ye fall into the condemnation. Is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you, let him call the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months, and he prayed again. The heaven gave rain, the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save his soul from death, shall hide a multitude of sins.
I just got an email from a guy I used to go to school with, and he's lambasting me on Facebook now, Jerry Riggard, a former airline pilot, saying that I'm not trying to be mean with this, but you have admit your theology brings up some extremely difficult questions. For example, you look at your family and your friend's family and say, I wonder which one of these beautiful people my loving God decided to predestine to hell. You cannot answer any of these questions with honesty or integrity. Therefore, you must summarize they are not true. That is not true, Jerry Riggard. He says, I apologize for being respectful to you. I'm sorry for stating this in such a manner. Well, he's not being respectful. He's being disrespectful. I think you'll begin to see how utterly preposterous you sound. Well, Jerry, you deny Scripture. You deny the 9th chapter of Romans, okay, which states very clearly that he has created some vessels unto honor and not some unto dishonor. You know, read it and weep, Jerry Riggard. That's all I can say. And so I'm going to call you out, and I'm going to expose you on Facebook since you've decided to email me this stating that I'm preposterous in what I'm teaching, which is the Bible. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, and those whom he predestinated, he also called, and all those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Read the 9th chapter of Romans, read the 1st and 2nd chapter of Ephesians, Jerry Riggard, read the 6th chapter of John, Jerry Riggard, read the 10th chapter of John, and maybe you'll get some of your answers. Also, you might try to read the book of Isaiah 42 through 66. That may enlighten you to the truth of the true gospel, not the fake gospel of the lies of free will.